My name's Sarah Vero, I'm from CHAGESC, which is the Environmental Agency in Ireland and National University of Ireland. And what I'm trying to do in my PhD is to manage the expectation of policymakers using numerical models as to the timescales in which we can expect changes in groundwater quality in response to changes in agricultural management practices. See, the European Union Water Framework Directive specifies that we must obtain clean water by set reporting periods. These could be 2015, my pointer doesn't work, 2021 or 2027. But initial simple estimates based on saturated conditions already tell us that 2015 isn't achievable. But we cannot comment yet as to 2021 or 2027. And this is because the spatial variability in meteorological and soil characteristics across the nation. And we're very small. Upscale this to Europe, I can't even imagine what the timescales are likely to be. So we call this time lag, and it's the intrinsic delay between measures and improvements in quality. And it has a groundwater component, which is another student's problem, and a vadose zone component. And I'm trying to estimate this by modelling breakthrough curves using HYDROS 1D. So the objective of this portion of my research was to determine the optimum resolution of meteorological input data and soil hydraulic input data using HYDROS 1D, as I said. So first of all, I took the meteorological component, and I ran simulations of breakthrough curves based on soil texture alone, and I used either daily or hourly meteorological data, and what I found was that the hourly data performed much better, gave much more accurate breakthrough curves than the daily, and that stands to reason, of course, because it introduces an intensity component, whereas if you use daily data alone, it averages it out over your rainfall over the whole day. What I was really concerned with was the soil textural data. This was the really interesting part to me. And I ran simulations for 9 real soil profiles measured in the south of Ireland. And I ran simulations in HYDROS using either textural class, particle size distribution, or soil water characteristic curves. I found for the early part of the breakthrough curves, it didn't actually matter which you used. As you can see here, the textural parameters performed pretty much as well as if you measure the soil water characteristic curve. And this can be a money-saving and a time-saving thing. You don't actually need to go to the trouble if you're worried about initial tracer breakthrough. But for the latter part of the breakthrough curve, there was a big difference between the soil water characteristic curve and the textural data alone. So that suggests that if you're worried about the long-term effects of tracer breakthrough, you need to measure the soil water characteristic curve. So my recommendations for modelling to advise policymakers would be to use hourly meteorological data, and depending on whether you want initial breakthrough or late breakthrough, you need either generic or soil water characteristic curve measurements. And then I would be validating these estimates against 2 freely drained sites, grassland and arable catchments in the south of Ireland. And you can find more information on this at poster 1439, or in December's issue of Journal of Contaminant Hydrology. Thank you.
Any questions?
Hi.
You mentioned about the meteorology data, but what kind of management data might you need to make these kinds of estimates? I'm wondering about what are the management practices?
In terms of land management?
Yeah.
That's a good point. We really have, for the simulations conducted here, we were just assuming grassland soils, and I wasn't taking any management practices into account. However, in the larger study, I have 2 field scale, I have 2 catchment scale studies going on, in which I have hydro simulations. I also have measured groundwater and vadose zone characteristics being measured ongoingly in addition to management practices, and there are grassland and arable sites, so we should be able to account for it a little more, but just not in this portion of the work, I'm afraid.
More questions? No? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.